freedom, peace in this life, I believe we can make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth and telling where we gonna plant our seed, it makes me wanna cry for the children. Makes me wanna.
Solar power, ever see a windmill go? Feel the pull of an ocean wave, the heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do, there's so much we could know, if we listen to the earth.
Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
And this is Ecologic. When your air or water is clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
On today's news and announcements,
worldwide cooperation,
coronavirus and animal trafficking,
coronavirus and nuclear reactor safety,
air pollution and tree species,
monarch butterflies,
democracy versus capitalism,
transition to renewable energy.
We've been getting emails from many environmental groups pointing out that the worldwide reaction to the coronavirus pandemic shows that people can indeed cooperate worldwide. And if that can happen for one thing, it can happen for another, such as the climate crisis.
On our last show, we talked about the probable link between coronavirus in humans and consumption of pangolins in China. Pangolins are the most heavily trafficked animal on Earth. And the Center for Biological Diversity points out that, quote, in the past 40 years, the worst human pandemics and epidemics, HIV, SARS, avian flu, swine flu, Ebola, and Zika, all stemmed from trading or consuming animals and destroying their habitat. Congress can ban wildlife trade and stop the next pandemic. Follow the link on our EcoLinks page and call your member of Congress. The phone number to leave them a message or to find out who they are is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Microbes mutate and speciate often, and genes can actually cross species, something we discussed with Dr. Anne-Marie Dioncote on the March 10th episode of Ecologic.
Also last show, we talked about the fossil fuel industry wanting government handouts during the coronavirus crisis. Now the nuclear industry is asking for safety shortcuts as well as government handouts on top of what they've already gotten. Like we need a nuclear disaster to accompany the COVID-19 disaster, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission already gives the nuclear industry a large number of health and safety exemptions. The NRC said during a public hearing in 2011 that the Indian Point nuclear reactors north of New York City have over 100 health and safety exemptions, just themselves. They said only 100. Only! We link to a Beyond Nuclear International article on this by Linda Pence Gunter from our EcoLinks page. The global energy magazine Power has an article about the COVID-19 pandemic interrupting planned refueling at most nuclear power plants throughout the U.S. We should point out that renewable energy sources never need refueling, ever, for any reason. That's what renewable energy means.
We spoke last time on the link between air pollution and respiratory diseases such as coronavirus. All plants clean the air naturally, for free, and the University of Surrey's Global Center for Clean Air Research has provided a comprehensive guide on which tree species are best at that. Biodiversity is still extremely important, but it's a good report to have. Download it from the link we provide on our EcoLinks page.
Monarch butterflies have one of the most amazing life cycles of any animal on Earth. Over a series of several generations, they migrate south to one certain spot in Mexico, then over several generations, go back north. Monarchs are not doing well. Over 100 environmental groups are calling on Congress to give them more protection. I know you're calling your congressional reps about a lot of things right now, but we need to contact them about everything that means something to us and to the planet. We link to an article on the Center for Biological Diversity website from our EcoLinks page. Please tell your congressional rep to support legislation protecting monarch butterflies. We do not have the moral right to destroy them. And if you have a garden where you live, plant the milkweed plants that they need. The Xerces Society can help you there. That's xerces.org. X is in xylophone. E-R-C-E-S.org.
Here's a great example of democracy versus capitalism, people versus a corporation. With demand for methane declining, corporations supplying fracked methane are constantly looking for new markets for what they call natural gas. There is a proposed expansion of Danskammer, a seldom-used methane-burning peaker power plant on a Hudson River floodplain. Many environmental groups, 16 municipalities, and over 100 elected officials are publicly opposed. Yet the fossil fuel industry is still going ahead with their expansion plan. For more info, follow the link from our EcoLinks page.
We environmentalists need to focus on the need to transition to a renewable energy economy with storage and efficiency, which can provide jobs that are helping to solve the climate crisis, not exacerbate it. There have already been great strides in that direction, such as in the sheer number of solar installer jobs in the U.S., the fastest growing job area for at least a year. Efficiency and renewable energy has literally stopped planned fossil fuel plants from being built throughout the nation. We link to many articles from our EcoLinks page.
Environment TV airs on Manhattan Neighborhood Network every other Sunday at 11 a.m. and is often a video version of EcoLogic. To read the full articles we summarize on any episode of EcoLogic from the past few years, we link to all those articles on the EcoLinks page of the EcoLogic website, www.ecoradio.org, ecoradio.org.
Our Facebook page is WBAI EcoLogic, WBAI ECOLOGIC. There's no spaces or dashes. WBAI EcoLogic, and please click like. There are links to more environmental news on our EcoLinks page, which you will find on ecoradio.org. That's ecoradio.org, no spaces or dashes, ecoradio.org. We look forward to your visit. We just mentioned pangolins, and I think you need more information about just how important these animals are. Pangolins are the most trafficked animal on Earth, and you might not have even heard of them and how much they affect you. Pangolins are adorable anteaters that have scales and look sort of like walking artichokes. To their misfortune, their chief defense against predators are running away and rolling into a ball. Rolling into a ball may work well against leopard cats, but not against human poachers who just pick them up and put them in a sack.
I remember seeing photos of pangolins rolled into a ball when I was a kid and was fascinated by that ability. I've been signing petitions from several different groups to protect pangolins since 2017.
The Center for Biological Diversity is an amazing source for information. They're telling us that in the past 40 years, the worst human pandemics and epidemics, HIV, SARS, avian flu, swine flu, Ebola, Zika, including COVID-19, all stemmed from trading or consuming animals and destroying their habitat. The SARS coronavirus outbreak from 2002 to 2003 came from eating civets in China. That's a cat-like animal native to Africa and Asia.
Abby Hafer, a biologist and teacher of nursing students at Curry College, mentioned on a recent Ecologic that in January, researchers were able to compare the genes of the COVID-19 coronavirus with other species of coronavirus and found that there were two animals that together contributed the genes for it. Most parasites, viruses, and other microbes are very species-specific in where they can live. A virus or parasite that lives in one type of animal won't be able to survive in another. Genes of microbes move amazingly freely between organisms, but rarely does one gene become incorporated into another microbe's genome. However, since they have extremely short life cycles, they reproduce often, and there are millions of them. So even if only one genetic mutation in a million survives, that means they are mutating often to our human timescale.
Case of COVID-19 coronavirus, the part of their genome that allows the coronavirus to invade our cells comes from the pangolin. Most of the rest of the genome is similar to the horseshoe bat, an Asian species of bat, that specific type of bat. How did the pangolin coronavirus gene get into people? Because people ate them. Pangolin scales are part of a traditional Chinese medicine, and their meat is considered a delicacy in China. So as a result, they are the most heavily trafficked animals in the world and are in danger of extinction. There is absolutely no science to back up the belief that pangolin scales can cure any ailments.
We have three links on our EcoLinks page to articles explaining in greater detail the role of pangolins in creating the COVID-19 crisis. A BBC article by Helen Briggs, a UK Guardian newspaper article by agent Franz Fresse, and a Science News magazine article from Scripps Research Institute data.
From EcoWatch.com came the seemingly great news that China removed pangolin scales from its official list of traditional medicine. Pangolins are now at Class 1 protection. That's the highest conservation level, which also includes pandas, by the way. The listing came thanks to international pressure and to the COVID-19 pandemic. They've had the protection of CITES, that's the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, since 2016. But, and we hate that there is a but, according to an article by Zoe Tidman in the UK Independent newspaper, that hasn't stopped the poachers. People are still buying pangolin scales on the black market and eating them.
An article by Reich Siebold from the Washington Post that came out during the pandemic showed just how heavily trafficked pangolins are. 14 tons of pangolin scales from 36,000 dead pangolins were found in Singapore on their way to Vietnam in a single vessel marked frozen beef. We link to the article from our EcoLinks page, and you'll see cute pictures and a video of pangolins. Rice Thibault wrote that they resemble real-life Pokemon. There's also a photograph of bags of pangolin scales that are uncomfortable to look at.
The solution couldn't be clearer. Banning wildlife trade will stop future pandemics before they start, as well as save animals from exploitation. The United States is one of the world's top importers of wildlife. Getting a handle on this rampant trade is a very clear priority. Congress can ban wildlife trade and stop the next pandemic. Follow the link on our EcoLinks page and call your member of Congress. The phone number to leave Congress a message or to find out who your reps are is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. 21. We don't have the moral right to eliminate a species. All animal trafficking must stop.
Here's Harrison Ford speaking on Remembering Nature at an Extinction Rebellion conference.
You're here, I'm here, because we care. Not just for today, but we care passionately for the future. We know that we only have the possibility of avoiding a looming climate catastrophe if people like us refuse to give up. The future of humanity is at stake. While you work to meet the challenge of climate change, I beg of you, don't forget nature. The destruction of nature accounts for more global emissions than all the cars and trucks in the world. We can put solar panels on every house, we can turn every car into an electric vehicle, but as long as Sumatra burns, we will have failed. So long as the Amazon's great forests are slashed and burned, so long as the protected lands of tribal people, indigenous people, are allowed to be encroached upon, so long as wetlands and bog peats are destroyed, our climate goals will remain out of reach, and we will be shit out of time. If we don't stop the destruction of our natural world, nothing else will matter. Why? Because protecting and restoring forests, mangroves, wetlands, these huge, dense carbon sinks represent at least 30% of what needs to be done to avoid catastrophic warming. It is, at this time, the only feasible solution for absorbing carbon on a global scale. Simply put, if we don't protect nature, we can't protect ourselves. This is what we need to do. We need to include nature in every corporate, state, and national climate goal. Put in place the plans, the timetables to meet those goals. Invest in mangroves and tropical forests in the same way invest in renewable energy. Work to end the destruction of these ecosystems. Commit to the effort in the next decade to secure them for the future. Pursue research in reforestation like we pursue research in carbon capture and storage. Set a goal to cut costs and increase scale dramatically. Empower indigenous communities to use their knowledge, their history, their imaginations, our science to save their heritage and their lands. Respect and ensure their rights. Stop, for God's sake, the denigration of science. Stop giving power to people who don't believe in science, or worse than that, pretend they don't believe in science for their own self-interest. They know who they are. We know who they are. We are all, rich or poor, powerful or powerless, we will all suffer the effects of climate change and ecosystem destruction, and we are facing what is quickly becoming the greatest moral crisis of our time, that those least responsible will bear the greatest costs. So never forget who you're fighting for. It's the fisherman in Colombia, the fisherman in Somalia who wonders where their next catch is coming from and wonders why the government can't protect them from factory fishing from across the world. It's the mother in the Philippines who's worried that the next big storm is going to rip her infant out of her arms. People in California who are fleeing from unprecedented fires. People on the East Coast are facing the worst storms in in recorded history. It's our own country, our own community, our own families. This is the core truth. If we are to survive on this planet, the only home any of us will ever know, for our climate, for our security, for our future, we need nature. Now, more than ever, nature doesn't need people. People need nature. Let's turn off our phones, let's roll up our sleeves, and let's kick this monster's ass.
The Center for Biological Diversity has some actions you can take. Please sign the petition on their website.
I'm Ken Gale.
And I'm Donna Stein.
See you next Friday at 2:30 p.m.
And please choose EcoLogic when you become a WBAI buddy at WBAI.org. The station needs you, and EcoLogic needs you. Listener-supported radio wouldn't be here without you. We thank you for your support.